what a perfect day to come back. Thanksgiving Day. Yes, I call you. I have a whole list of people I want to thank. First, I want to thank Father Pepper, who stepped in and shepherded us in my absence. You know, Father Pepper and I have been friends since seminary, so I know what I'm doing when I invite priests to come in. Father Pepper, he would communicate with me every now and again while I was off in the desert, and one of his last texts he sent me was towards the end of my time there, where he pointed out to me that in total I was in the desert 172 days. And Father Pepper pointed out that I'd now been there four times longer than Jesus was in the desert. So it was time to come home. All right, Pepper. We'll do that. Now we're going to see Father Pepper again. I told Father Pepper, Father BJ and I had lunch the other day, and I said, now I'm going to have to minister all the grief in the parish with your going on. But he'll be back again. He's going to continue to help out because he just loves you all so much. So that's a wonderful thing. So I want to thank Father Pepper. I also want to thank Father Bijou and the entire staff of St. Bernadette and St. Mary Academy. They have done great work as I was deployed. I kept an eye, just an eye. I didn't insert any words or anything, but I read everything. And they had just done a marvelous job. I heard about the huge homecoming party with the beer tent and the bouncy castles, and we're going to have to do that again. I feel like I missed the party, you know? But a big thank you for all of that. You know, one of the things that we chaplains try to train our, especially younger deployed military members, we try to school them up on the fact that, you know, when they go on a deployment and they've been away from their family, you know, for months at a time, when they go back home, they should not expect everything to be the way it was when they left. You know, and that's tough for the younger military people, you know, because the whole thing they're dreaming about while they're deployed is getting back home, you know, where they're in their fantasy world, everything's going to be just the way it was when they left. But guess what? The world doesn't freeze when you go away, you know, and your spouse, they have to take care of things. And the kids, they get taller and you know, and life goes on. And so we try to train them to be patient when they get back and to listen and to learn and to appreciate and kind of get yourself back in there. Well, I'm going to be trying to take that same advice myself. I've been telling these youngins that, and I'm going to try to do it myself. So I'll say this to the staff, that the first, you know, these first weeks, months, I'm going to be kind of listening, observing, appreciating, and I just want to build on the good work that you all have done, and you've done great work. Scares me a little bit. Y'all get by just fine without me. But actually, that's a blessing. So we're going to build on that. So thank you to the staff. Also, I would be remiss if I just didn't thank all of you all. I could not have gone on this deployment if it wasn't for a parish that supports me in my military ministry. You know, I mean, we hear it all the time. We pray for the military. We support the military. But few people have the opportunity to sacrifice for the military like you all have. You let your pastor go for 9 months to minister directly to our military members in harm's way. I was deployed to the Saharan Desert in Niger, middle of Africa. It's kind of hot. End of the supply chain. We didn't have ketchup the last 3 months. First thing I did when I got back is go to Kroger's and bought some ketchup. Haven't used it yet, but I just wanted the comfort of having it. But none of that would have happened if it wasn't for the parish of St. Bernadette and the community of St. Mary Academy allowing me to do this work. So I thank you all. You know, at one point during the deployment, a young officer. This is about two-thirds of the way through the deployment. A young officer kind of just sort of caught me, chatted with me a little bit, and he said, and they all started calling me father too. Catholics, non-Catholics alike. I kind of like that. I was the oldest military member there. I'll tell you that. I was older than the colonel in charge of the group, the lieutenant colonel in charge of the Ebes. So I was the age of the grandparents of a lot of the younger ones. So they called me father. And this young captain said to me one day, he said, "Well, father," and he was quite amazed and a little excited when he was saying it. He said, "Father, I heard recently that back home you have a parish of 250 families." Like that, 250. And I said, no, that's not true. I said, "It's more like 2,050 families." You know, and he goes, "Wow, wow." He said, "You must be pretty important back home then." And I said, no, this doesn't show how important I am. It shows how important my 2,050 families think you are." Which is true. So thank you all for allowing me to go and to minister. I think I was effective. I know I was effective. And thank you for everyone that's helped me with the Hugs Project. We got school supplies to these little children and clothing to the very poor people in Niger. So thank you all for that. It blew their minds. It blew everyone's minds. Did not surprise me, though. But it blew everyone else's minds, the generosity that came forth. You know, today, on Thanksgiving, we are reunited. And we give thanks for our nation's freedoms the greatest way we possibly can. We give thanks by giving thanks to God the Father through the power of the Holy Spirit for the gift of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. As we give thanks at this altar, may the gratitude that the Spirit stirs in our hearts right now multiply that gratitude. And as we prayed in that opening prayer together, may it turn into loving service for our neighbor. It's good to be home, church. Good to be home.
Amen.